As the new year begins, the most important question you can ask yourself is, are you right with God? And that's a question you have to individually ask yourself. Are you right with God? Many people have convinced themselves that they are. And they have convinced themselves because they know how terrible a place hell really is. And so they have tried in many ways to convince themselves and others that they are right with God. But are those reasons true to God's Word? These are some serious, serious thoughts that we're going to examine this morning from God's Word. Because we're going to look at what the Bible says about being right with God. One of the reasons that people give to convince themselves that they're right with God is that God loves us too much to send anybody to hell. Sometimes they might go to John 3:16 and say, well, look how much God loved the world. He loved the world this much. How could God send anyone to hell? He just couldn't do it. He's just not going to send people there. And sometimes that's what people believe. God will not send anyone to hell. He loves mankind too much. But does that accord with what the Bible teaches? When we look at 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, we find something very contradictory to that. Let's go to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. And I want us to read that particular verse because it applies so much to what we're talking about. So not only do we want to look for ourselves about are we right with God, but we need to be able to talk with family and friends and neighbors, people we go to school with, about what it really means to be right with God. And does God love us too much to send anyone to hell? Well, notice what 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 says. It says, the Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Now notice what the verse says. Does God want anybody to be lost? No, He doesn't. He doesn't want a single person to be lost. So what's He doing? He's being patient. He's suffering long. Why? So that people will do what? Come to repentance. What's the implication? If people don't repent, they will perish. Remember what Jesus said in Luke chapter 13? It was so important that He repeated it twice. In verse 3 and then in verse 5 of Luke 13 says, if you do not repent, you will likewise perish. So, will people be lost in hell? Yes, they will. Why? Because they did not repent. Repentance is essential to salvation. So 2 Peter 3:19.